Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. Five days a week.
Millions of people in this country have cholesterol issues, and so they resort to statins to help lower that cholesterol. And recently, a study was published in the Journal of Neurological Research that compared the effect of these statins to cognitive decline. And my guest today is Dr. David Brownstein. He's board-certified family physician and one of the nation's foremost practitioners of holistic medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brownstein. Tell us a little bit about statins. They've been around a while, but we seem to be learning more and more about Crestor and Zocor and Lipitor. Tell us about them.
Well, Melanie, statins have been around for close to 20 years now, and they have been promoted for certainly for lowering cholesterol levels and lowering one's risk for heart disease, as well as improving mortality rates. Unfortunately, the only thing they do is lower cholesterol levels. They don't lower mortality rates very well, and they don't lower heart attack rates very well. And it's my opinion that if the FDA was doing its job, it would pull statins from the marketplace.
The side effects make me crazy. You see the commercial for Lipitor, and as a trainer and an exercise physiologist, Dr. Brownstein, I work with so many people that are on them, and they're always complaining to me about ankle pain, leg pain, swelling, this, that, dizziness. Oh, my God, the side effects are incredible. So what can people do? And then this cognitive decline comes in and makes it even worse.
Well, Melanie, you could predict the side effects just knowing the biochemical mechanism of how statins work in the body. They poison a crucial enzyme called HMG-CoA reductase, and the body's response to that poisoning is it lowers cholesterol production. But what also happens is it lowers production of crucial hormones in the body like testosterone and estrogen and progesterone and DHEA, and it lowers crucial molecules that we need for energy and for brain function, such as coenzyme Q10. And you could predict that if someone's going to poison this enzyme, they're going to have cognitive decline, they're going to have fatigue, they're going to have muscle aches and pains, they're going to develop congestive heart failure, and they're going to have certainly neurologic problems. And that's exactly what you're seeing with statins. And the longer you use them, the more side effects you're going to have with them.
So the brain is a fatty organ. It really is. And a lot of cholesterols are found in the brain. And these are, I mean, we need cholesterol, right? We need, and it's not really the predictor of heart disease we originally thought it was. Inflammation seems to be more along the lines of where we're going. So if this is, you know, cholesterol lowering and we're taking away these dietary fats and cholesterol that our brain need, what's our brain feeding on and what's our brain using for its cushion?
Well, it's not just the brain that needs cholesterol. It's every cell in the body.
Of course.
Needs cholesterol. And you can't have a healthy cell without adequate amounts of cholesterol. Studies are clear that in older people, the higher the cholesterol is, the longer they'll live. And the lower it is, the shorter they'll live. And again, when you understand how every cell in the body depends on an adequate amount of cholesterol, you could predict that. And you could also predict that people who take statins, especially older people, are going to have more problems with them. And that's exactly what happened.
So we're seeing this cognitive decline, and we're seeing this direct link, and you are out there telling people about it, and I'm out there reporting things about it, and what can we do, Dr. Brownstein, to get people to see? I mean, you can even see it if someone's on statins. You can see that a couple of weeks they're like, wait, I forgot those kinds of side effects. So what are some cholesterol lowering, and do we want to lower cholesterol, things that they can do naturally?
Well, you just asked the important question, do we want to lower cholesterol? And in my mind, Melanie, I've studied this topic for 20 years. Cholesterol is a marker in the body. It's not a problem. Yes, cholesterol levels will go up if somebody eats poorly. That's the body's response to that. Cholesterol is an anti-inflammatory marker, an anti-inflammatory molecule, and it helps to maintain cell integrity. So if you're going to eat badly and damage your cells, your body's going to produce more cholesterol to protect those cells. The worst thing you can do in this case is take a cholesterol-lowering medication. So the first thing you could do, if I call it the idiot light. If the idiot light is blinking, telling you your cholesterol is too high or your triglycerides are too high, perhaps look at your diet first and clean up your diet and get rid of the junk in your diet, especially the refined sugar. And that will allow your body to not have to produce so much cholesterol to buffer that inflammatory response you're getting from eating poorly.
So really looking at what we put in our bodies and instead of what we're trying to take out is so, so important. Now, there are certain foods and certain things like, you know, they say oatmeal works and they say these certain kinds of foods will help lower any of those bad cholesterols. Do we look to the bad cholesterols, Dr. Brownstein? Do we want to get exercise raising up those HDLs? Tell us about those differences. People get so confused.
Well, it's confusing because these are just markers. These are what I call the idiolites in the body. I think people are much too tuned into what's my good cholesterol number, what's my bad cholesterol number. There really is no good and bad cholesterol. The numbers are what they are. But let's take LDL cholesterol, for example. It's touted as the bad cholesterol. There's nothing bad about LDL cholesterol. It's a carrier molecule for cholesterol. And we need LDL cholesterol to fight infection, to bring cholesterol to tissues. If we lower that level too much, people are going to be more prone to getting infection and more prone to getting the cognitive decline and the other side effects that we talked about. There are studies that show that lower LDL cholesterols are associated with Parkinson's, significantly increase of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And again, you could predict that once you know the function of LDL cholesterol. As far as HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol, there are studies that show that drugs that raise HDL cholesterol really have no effect on mortality at all. So I think it's just a game for the big pharma to sell their drugs. And I think that people need to focus more on their diet and what they're doing in their daily activities and get away from looking at these numbers. And certainly, I don't think anyone should be on cholesterol-lowering medications for any condition.
Rock on. I'm right there with you because I think that exercise has such a profound effect. The physiological results from that can do what you need. And those carrier molecules, you need those cholesterols to get some of the other things. I mean, that's what they do. You know, that's the function of the liver. So what do you want to tell people in just about the last minute and a half about their bodies, inflammation, cholesterol, all of these things they hear in the media? Kind of wrap it up for us, Dr. Brownstein, giving us your best advice.
My best advice is, number one, to educate yourself about what these drugs do and how they work in the body. And, you know, I write books and I write a monthly newsletter that tries to educate people. My book, The Statin Disaster, was written to educate people on these drugs and to tell them that I don't think anybody should be on these drugs for any condition. I think they're dangerous. They're bankrupting our system. And we're not getting enough bang for our buck, as 99% of people who take these drugs get absolutely no benefit from them, and they're exposed to all the adverse effects that these drugs can cause. So I think that as a public, we've been sold a bill of goods that isn't very good with statin drugs, and we'd be better off if we didn't have them on the marketplace.
And your book is called The Stat Disaster. Where can people find that?
They can look at my website. It's called www.drbrownstein.com. I write a monthly newsletter for Newsmax, and you can find that at newsmax.com. And, you know, the best thing I can tell the listener is educate yourself on these drugs before you blindly go and take them.
Well, absolutely, and it's just such great advice because there's more healing in nature than the pharmaceutical companies could ever come up with. Plus, our bodies have been given what we need to mostly heal and to work with ourselves. So the website is drbrownstein.com, and he is a regular contributor for Newsmax.com, partner here with us at Radio MD. And the book is called The Statin Disaster. It's great information. If you missed any of that great information, listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. And you can hear interviews like this with Dr. Brownstein that are so important. And share these with your friends. Share them with people that you know that are on statins that have all those crazy side effects. And do your own due diligence. Be your own best health advocate. That's what it's all about. And that's what we're here at Radio MD helping you do. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.